On August 3rd, 2011, WRFR was at the Maine Lobster Festival. Down in the marine tent, we caught up with Ernest DeRaps, who was the Monhegan Lighthouse Keeper from 1956 to 1957 and had an entire career as a Maine Lighthouse Keeper. Mr. DeRaps had a large selection of paintings with him as well.
I'm at the pigment art table of Ernest G. DeRaps.
Yes, and this all started when my wife and I were lighthouse keepers. We were out at Monhegan and at Fort Point. They're all painted here. And the American Lighthouse Foundation told us that after seeing our slideshow that it should be written down. So we kind of wrote it down and they published a book. Lighthouse Keeping, my wife's side, turned the book over 180 degrees and it's Lighthouse Keeping, my side. And inside there were 40 colored slides reproduced, plus all of these pen and ink drawings that I have here.
Oh.
The book sold out very quickly, but we want to have more published to put them in the schools because of the maritime history.
Yes.
There are no more lighthouse keepers. So, 3 years ago, I turned 80 years old, and the missus says, why don't you retire for the final time? What am I supposed to do, honeydews? So I've taken up acrylic art, and I've painted every lighthouse on the Maine coast, hopefully to have them sold in the near future, to have more books published and put them in the schools because of maritime history.
My goodness, so how many lighthouses have you painted then?
The first 14 were from my slides, but after that I started painting every lighthouse on the Maine coast and started at the most, what I thought was the most southerly, and worked my way north. So I've painted every lighthouse on the Maine coast, and they take up over 200 square feet in my basement. The curator of the American, the Maine Maritime Museum has been up to look at them, and he's trying to figure a way to have me down at the museum with a big show.
It would be quite a show with all these works, you know.
Well, they take up over 200 square feet.
Now,
plus, I want to sell them, then have more books published and put them in the schools. Maritime history.
Well, that seems very valuable because every one of them looks distinct. Let me ask you, does each of them also have a different kind of foghorn affiliated with them?
Well, some have bells and some have horns. And some have nothing because they're in an area where they don't need the fog because of the new and electronic stuff.
Oh.
And that hurts me because I love those old bells, and I used to have to wind up 1,000 pounds to make them actually operate.
Oh, and I've interviewed old herring boat captains that said back in the day when they were just dead reckoning their way into the fog, those horns, that's
saved
what got
life.
Them through. Yep.
That's right. Well, it's like the lighthouses. At Monhegan Island, where I was my first station, that was a 8-foot tall, 6-foot across second order lens. And they have similar lenses over here at the museum up there or somewhere.
Yep.
And I'm a member there as a docent, but price of gas, I can't get down here that often. I'm out of Richmond.
Oh.
But the thing is that modern technology has taken away a lot of the things that were good, especially the lighthouses. No more lighthouse keepers.
Just like the Rockland Lighthouse. Obviously, it was fit to be lived in at one point. Did you actually recollect a serious lightning storm that reminded you of that one day? It looks
yes.
Like there's quite a storm there.
I was coming in on the ferry from Vinyl Haven because I was stationed out at Brown's Head. And I had my camera. I always take my camera because I'm a former Navy photographer.
Oh.
In photography. That's where I get my perception for art and whatnot from photography.
Oh, okay. And so that was one stormy day coming in on the ferry.
Yeah, I think I was seasick that day too.
No wonder all the gray and all. Oh, well.
a wonderful thing to remember, though, anyway.
You like that one?
I do, just because, I've seen it coming in from the ferry, you know, it's or on a windjammer or thing. It's very nice.
Well, I have no formal training. It's all God's hands, my slides, and photos.
They call that what? American native realism or naive realism, something like that.
I like to paint realism because I want people to know what I've painted.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this one for an example. That's coming into Portland Harbor. I was aboard ship.
Mm-hmm.
They put me on weather cutters after I was on the lighthouses.
Yep.
And I don't want people to look at something and say, what is it? Unless, you know, they could recognize it.
Right.
How about this one? West Quoddy Head, the most southern, most easterly point in the United
That's
States.
That's right.
But there are no more lighthouse keepers. And I am a former lighthouse keeper.
Right. Now, all right, so you're going to be here through the weekend then?
I will be.
Okay, and if people want to reach you, you know, beyond this, all right, let me...
My card.
Okay, and how do you pronounce your last name?
D. Raps. You look at it backwards, it says Spad, but I've been spad very little.
All right, we've been looking at pigment art by Ernest G. D. Raps of Richmond, Maine, and he'll be here through the whole weekend, so you may want to catch up with him. Some marvelous watercolors.
Oh,
thank you very much.
I won't be home until after Sunday.